Welcome to Giving an Ass, the show dedicated to defending the historic Christian faith. I am your host, Harold Felder, and today the topic is Wicca. Now, I know you may not know what that means, but you will by the end of this show. To talk with me about this, I have a very special guest, Steve Garofalo, and let me tell you about Steve. Steve has an undergraduate degree in criminal justice with an emphasis in government and politics. And Steve has taught so many places on so many topics, I just can't go through them. But how you doing, Steve? Good to have you on the show.
Good, Harold. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, is there anything that I left out about your biography?
Well, of course, I'm married to the most beautiful lady in the whole world, Heather.
All right.
And always send my love.
Okay. Good, good. So let's get to it, Steve.
Great.
What is Wicca?
Harold, Wicca, first of all, is actually falls underneath paganism. And Wicca is a religion, kind of falls under the subheading of paganism, which is kind of a subcategory in and of itself. A category within itself. Wicca happens to be as well the fastest growing religion in high schools today.
What is paganism?
Paganism goes back and claims to have its roots pre-biblical times, but actually paganism is really anything that's non-theistic. Or that's that would say it's non-Christian, non-Jewish, non-Christian, non-Muslim. So it's going to be paganism is basically worshiping of gods or worshiping of really of nothing, of really having no solid belief in any god system, whether that's multiple gods or one theistic god. So you can believe in virtually just about anything you want to in paganism. You can believe in nothing. It's just a giant category, and then Wicca falls underneath that. Wicca is a category underneath paganism, which is kind of the back to the earth and back to the earth religion. And Wicca actually, for the most part, can be polytheistic, which is the worship of many gods, as you can see, falls under paganism. And let me just pause here for a minute and say, there's no neat category of what a pagan, pagan doesn't come in one flavor, neither does a Wicca.
And that's a good point, because I was wondering about that, because, I hear the term pagan and so many things come to my mind, particularly since we both are, seminary. Well, I'm a graduate seminary student, and we hear the term pagan to refer to people like in the Old Testament, that type
right.
of stuff. But recently I've been hearing people on TV refer to themselves as a pagan. And I'm like, well, what do they mean when they say that they're a pagan?
Yeah, they're referring to the fact that, first of all, they deny any kind of deity. They're not theistic. And they're not necessarily polytheistic either, which would be the worship of many gods, or pantheistic, which is believing that God is all is God. That's basically comes out of Hinduism. Paganism, you could just worship anything, an inanimate object. You don't have to worship anything at all. You're basically denying any kind of, as a pagan, you can deny any kind of God system and still be a pagan. Wicca comes in underneath and kind of fills that in with multiple choices. Paganism basically, in a nutshell, denies any kind of theistic god. How
okay.
about that?
Okay.
Easy, simple question. The answer to question.
Well, that would explain why people in the Old Testament were referred to as pagans who were not, part of the covenant people of God.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So what are the core beliefs of Wicca?
Wicca's core beliefs, they could fall into a couple different categories. They can be, again, polytheistic, which is a worship of many gods, which would be similar to Mormonism in a way. And they can also be pantheistic, which I think there's more pantheism in Wicca than there is anything. I think that's the majority rule, because they like to call themselves the back to earth. Mother Nature is basically the goddess, and all is God. So Wicca falls, while it falls under paganism, it begins to take the form of we all are gods, because God is all. So if God is all, then God is really the trees, the rocks, and if God is all, God is us. And as a Wiccan, as a person who's a Wiccan, they would say that they can be a god, and then kind of go from there. And they're attaining godhood, I guess, in a sense.
When I was in the Navy, I met a guy who said that he practiced Wicca. And that was the first time I heard the phrase. And he referred to himself as a warlock. So in Wicca, are the men warlocks and the women witches? Is this where the term comes from?
Yeah, I think the whole term of the warlock is not necessarily sometimes the term warlock will turn off a Wicca. Because there's men witches and there's women witches.
Okay, and so what is a witch then? I'm confused. I always thought a witch was a female, was a woman, and
right,
a man was a warlock.
Yeah, a witch is definitely not a lady on a broomstick.
Okay.
And you're getting the differentiation. If I could draw a big circle and I could say, here's paganism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're denying any kind of theistic god. And then underneath that you have Wicca, and then you kind of have a circle that underlaps both of them, which is witchcraft. And witchcraft is just that, it's a craft. You can be a witch and not be pantheistic. You can believe nothing. You could be an atheist and still be a witch, because you're just dealing with spells and you're dealing with magic and those types of things.
So can you be, this may sound like a bizarre question, can you be a theist and be a witch?
There are witches who may claim that you can, but for the most part, they wouldn't be a theist. They would probably be, some witches will say that, yes. There's some writings out there that say, hey, you can be a Christian and be a witch. Which there's
okay.
There's a lot of, you know, you can, obviously the Bible definitely says that witchcraft is wrong and completely rejects that. But they don't fall under any kind of pantheism or polytheism. Witchcraft does not fall under any one knee category. It's a craft, it's not a religion at all.
Right.
So you can almost be anything. You can be an atheist and still practice, be a witch.
So, you know, we hear of good witches, bad witches, white magic, black magic.
Yeah.
Could you differentiate?
Yeah, the witches, the witchcraft, Wicca's creed, the Wiccas have what they call the Wicca's Reed, which is basically there will be no harm done onto anybody, in a nutshell. They don't believe in casting spells for harm. It's only for good. That's Wicca. When you have witchcraft, again, you could be a witch, and to make it more confusing, you could be a witch, and you can also be a Wiccan, or you don't have to be a Wiccan. You could just be a witch who's a pagan. You could also be a witch and be a Satanist. So if you said, what is the kind of, if you are a witch and you're practicing witchcraft and you fall under Wicca, and you believe the core beliefs there, you're not going to want to do any harm to anybody. Now, if you're a witch and you fall into Satanism, you still may not do any harm to anybody, but you under there, they're basically, both are self-pleasure seeking. It's basically enjoy the most amount of pleasure as you can in this life. But when you get into Satanism, there's different levels of Satan and different categories of Satanism, but at that point, you can kind of get into more violence and harm. So when you talk about doing the magic, but a typical Wiccan, it would go against the Wiccan reed or their creed, and they call it the Wiccan reed, to do harm, to do anything, to do any kind of black magic.
So that's basically their core beliefs?
That is their core belief.
Okay, okay. How popular is Wicca today?
Wicca is the fastest growing religion in high schools. I talk to a lot of parents, especially out in the Charlotte area, and they, oh, my daughter's not into that. I guarantee your daughter knows about it at the very least. But it's something that guys and women and men, boys and girls, are involved in. But I think it's still a majority of it is still with women. And it has a lot to do with glamour. And power, you know, love potions and those types of things. Now, besides the high school, which is a big part of what's going on, it's also practiced in most of the branches of the military.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They actually have Wiccan chapels. So you can go to the chapel and talk to my chaplain about, you saw after 9/11, you had a Muslim chaplain and you have a Christian chaplain. You can also go to a Wiccan chaplain. It's big in the Air Force, from what I understand.
Now, why do you think that's become so popular in our society and schools and all these things?
Well, I think it becomes popular in different venues for different reasons. With high school mm-hmm. girls or high school kids, you have young ladies who are struggling with their self-esteem and popularity, and it's understanding that they want things like power and glamour and acceptance and having some control over their life, especially in the crazy world. You know, when I was growing up, there was no 9/11. You know, we had the Cold War. I mean, the pressures of that, the pressures of that fall on to the young people today, and a lot of times they don't have, in many cases, they do not have a moral fabric to fall back on. And so, and that's one of the reasons why I don't really like Harry Potter. You know, some people say, oh, you're one of those really conservative people. I say, oh, well, there's a lot of kids out there who don't have a solid biblical or moral foundation. So they go there for entertainment and they find something that they like. They see young people having control over their life.
So a need that, you know, that's being filled in by something that's, you know,
by magic and spirits and you know, even when, I know when I was younger, you know, witches were a bad thing. You know, now being a witch can be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But it hasn't changed. And by the way, we were talking about witchcraft. Witchcraft really didn't come on the scene till the 50s. It's a new concept. It's kind of like a new age deal. That's why it's not a religion. It's just a practice. Mm. You didn't have witchcraft, you know, and witchcraft. Wiccans will say that they're, you know, the oldest religion in Christianity is the new guy on the block.
Yeah, right, right.
So, but that's, I have two answers for that. Number one, there's no matriarchal or religious hierarchy of evidence showing that there was an established Wiccan religion. They're just going on the fact that it falls under paganism. So how long has paganism been around?
Yeah.
The second point I say is, well, if you're taking the Bible into account as to its historical record, then it definitely was before paganism, because yeah. Adam and Eve definitely right. believed in God and right. walked in the garden right. with them. So historically, it's unfounded.
And I see in society, I see a more of acceptance of this type of stuff, because we have shows like Charmed. And these are very popular shows. And I guess, are they Wiccans? Are they witches? I mean, I guess they're witches, but I mean, what's the whole deal with that type of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's hard to categorize what anyone gives. I think it depends on the character. I think most of what you're seeing here, and I think most of what you're seeing in the media is probably more witchcraft than it is Wicca, but they overlap, so it depends on the character and what their beliefs are. If you have someone on the screen who's an atheist, you know, it could be an atheist. They're just fall strictly into they could fall into paganism and then Wicca, or rather with witchcraft, they're just practicing their craft. You could have someone else who believes in, you know, who gets more in depth into a pantheistic view, saying God is all. And so their belief system is going to be very different, the philosophical standpoint on all issues as
right.
to. I'm a goddess, as opposed to a witch may, you know, necessarily say, well, I'm a god, or I'm a goddess.
Now, what I want to do now is I always want to examine these religions and cults compared to Christianity. So I want to go through some of the doctrines of, you know, that we're familiar with, some of the major doctrines, and see how Wicca compares.
Okay.
What is the view of Wicca, what is the view in Wicca about God, and how is that different from the Christian view of God?
Okay. The God of Christianity is theistic God. So it's one God, and then you have the Trinity. But ultimately, there's a theistic God. So there's one God. There's one what and three persons.
Right.
That's the Trinity. And you don't have three gods. In Wicca, fallen under paganism, Wicca could take two tracks. You can, take a number of tracks. It could actually take an atheistic track if it wanted to. But it's probably going to fall under, again, polytheism, which is the worship of many gods, or which kind of looks like animism, you know, the gods of the rocks, the gods of the forest,
right.
the gods of the ocean, or and then obviously that would be polytheism. And you have pantheism, which God is all, which then all of a sudden gives them the ability to be a god. So in other words, in Christianity, you have God, the ultimate creator outside of the universe.
Right.
And then you have God, it's either a finite God of some sort or some kind of God that there are multiple gods. No capital G, small g's.
Okay. What about the nature of man?
Nature of man, I'm gonna play it mostly. Most of what you see, I think, in Wicca is going to be more pantheism, I believe, than polytheism. So nature of man is, it kind of leads to the question of evil. What is evil? And according to the biblically speaking, evil exists and man is sinful. So the nature of man is sinful from birth.
Right.
And with Wicca, they deny any kind of theistic God.
Right.
So the whole idea of evil doesn't exist for them. Furthermore, because of their denial of a theistic God, they also kind of look at it from the perspective that it would go against, for a Wiccan, it would go against the Wiccan creed. See, the Wiccan creed would say, well, we don't really cast bad spells, rather bad spells. So we want to, it would be kind of an oxymoron. It would kind of clash. Those two things would clash.
So man can't be evil if there's no evil, right?
Exactly. If evil doesn't exist, then man can't be evil. Nature of man is just good.
There's no original sin. Is there sin?
No sin exists.
Sin does not exist.
Sin exists. Sin as we know it does not exist, no. Because there's really no absolutes. You're dealing with relativism at that point. Because you really can't, if God is all, and all is God, and evil doesn't exist, then what's absolute truth? It's kind of a moving target.
Well, this leads to my next question then. If there is no sin, no original sin, then what do they think about Jesus?
Yeah, they believe that Jesus was the ultimate, avatar. He was kind of the ultimate witch.
What do you mean when you say avatar?
He was kind of the ultimate witch.
The ultimate witch.
Yeah, and he was part of the 13 Wiccans. In a sense, or 13 witches.
In other words,
his disciples were, he was part of a pack.
And they'll really, coven-like.
Yeah, exactly. They'll say he was like the head of the coven, because witches travels, as you know, they group. Like we have a church in Christianity, you have a mosque.
Right.
And here they'll have a coven. So you join the coven of people, and Jesus was kind of the head of the coven. He was kind of the head witch, and then the disciples were the little, the witches that fell beneath their head.
What do they base this on?
They base it on, from Wiccan or witchcraft. See, it depends on where you're coming from.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's a pagan, or is it Wiccan, or is it witchcraft? If it's witchcraft, it'll be based out of the new philosophy of craft, started in the 50s. If it goes back in from the Wiccan belief, the Wiccans will actually, witchcraft wasn't on the scene again until the 50s. So you'd have to say, what is it based on? Really, the Wiccans would say, they deny. That's a good question. What are they going to base it on? I mean, they base it on what they deny. I mean, they deny theistic God, and they look at the Bible. They base it on the Bible. They basically reinterpret it, I guess.
Hmm.
They look at the Bible and say, Jesus is a historical figure. He existed, but he was a witch. He wasn't God. They base it on the fact that they assert that God, that Jesus, they deny the fact that Jesus was God in the flesh.
That leads to my next question. What is their view of salvation?
They don't believe, because evil doesn't exist, because sin doesn't exist, salvation is unnecessary. And because Jesus was a witch and he didn't come to die for anybody's sins, that kind of ixnays that whole deal. And they believe that the whole necessity for sin doesn't exist, and that taking it from a pantheistic view, again, which is, I think, when you really get deep into the Wicca religion, they believe that you just keep getting reincarnated.
Yeah, that was my next question. What about the afterlife?
Yeah, they all kind of connect up. And you see, what happens is, instead of saying, it's appointed unto me death is, you live one life to live.
Right. Appointed unto man wants to die, then the judgment.
Exactly. They deny that, and what they believe is. That you just keep getting reincarnated, and it's similar. They kind of redo Hinduism. They kind of take a Hinduism, they put a New Age twist on it, and what they'll say is you get reincarnated and you reach different levels. So each life you're working your way up on the godhood level. Similar to Mormonism, but a little different philosophy.
Okay. Now, I sort of touched on this, but. Because this always amazes me. This is a question I always have about all religions and all cults, is that how do they support what they believe? For Wicca, how do they support what they believe?
There's a huge amount of dissension amongst themselves. So you know, again, there's no neat category of what they believe. If I took 10 Wiccans, you'd probably have 10 slightly different flavors. You could say the same is true of anything, of Islam, right, or Christianity, Judaism. But if you're a Wiccan and you're a polytheist and you're Wiccan, and then the other person's a pantheist, they're going to completely have different views and takes on things. But they would go back and ultimately to looking at life as a paganism. So they're gonna go back and say, well, the ultimate religion and the oldest religion was paganism. So that's what they base their beliefs on. Then you get into Celtics and the gods of, you know, you can get all the way back to Zeus or, you know, the gods, and or just plain paganism from as far back as pagan, right, mostly the Greeks. A lot of the Greeks and writings and stuff like that, and they'll go back and say, well, you know, here's stuff that's older than Christ, so it must have been.
There are a couple of things I want to clear up for the audience and for myself. You've touched on a couple of these, but I want to ask them as a question so that we can, you know, clearly lay it out. What is the relationship between Satanism and Wicca?
Satanism and Wicca, first of all, there's a misunderstanding of the two. Satanism and Wicca are very different. If you look at this, the Wicca creed and the Satanic, or the Wiccan read and Satanic creed, the Wiccan will do no harm to anybody. The Satanic creed says seek pleasure, basically. I'm paraphrasing, but seek pleasure to its ultimate degree, and they're just pure. You know, their main goal is pleasure seeking, and so when you have Satanism, though, Wicca. You could have a Wicca who does not believe, Wiccans could be, let's say, polytheistic, okay, or pantheistic, like we talked about. If you're a Satan, if you're a believer in Satan, the difference is going to be this. Wiccans are going to deny for the most part that Satan exists, right, because evil doesn't exist.
Right, that's a good point.
So they're going to say Satan doesn't exist, whereas a person who worships Satan does just that. They acknowledge Satan. Now, there's different Satanic schools, and some say that you know, there's God, there's good and evil. It's like the yin and the yang, that you have God and you have Satan, and some say, well, they're both even and they kind of balance each other out. Some say God wins in the end and Satan falls, as Christianity does, and then some believe that, you know, Satan wins in the end, but ultimately Wicca would pretty much, they look at that and they go, that's just kind of a made up thing. That Christianity, they look at it as Christianity made up Satanism as a kind of a folklore.
Okay.
Folk tale.
Now, here's a question I have. You were talking about covens, right? Mm-hmm. What type of rituals, if I were in a coven, what type of rituals would I be performing? What do people do in a coven?
Yeah, people don't really, especially a lot of parents probably don't really understand what goes on in a coven. There's three basic stages when you get into witchcraft, and the first thing, well, let me start. When you go into a coven, one thing that typically happens is a coven is almost like, for a Christian would be, you know, you'd have a church, and you'd have the church would be the people meet,
right,
and they have certain rituals that they follow. In a coven, when they get together, a typical ritual would be they draw a circle. And they ultimately are looking for the cone of power, and they do that with a sword. They
cone
go
of
through.
Power.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Cone of power is they're channeling energy up from the group, and okay, from the earth. Well, they take a sword. Well, first of all, they do this in nature. They do it close to the earth. The Wiccans will have their ceremonies. They like to do it out. And they don't like to be in buildings. They'd rather be in nature because it's a world religion, back to nature religion. It's based on the goddess of Mother Nature. They like to be closer to the actual earth, the better. Secondly, they often are nude in their ceremonies. That's why, you know, some...
Well, I can see that that could draw some teenagers.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Or
can
adults.
You imagine? It's amazing, and that's why some of us said, oh yeah, maybe we should check one of these out, and we were saying, well, you may not want to do that, to be put in that position. Then they come out and they do a circle with a sword, and inside the circle is basically like the sanctified area. Outside is the mundane world, and they believe that magic and things of the sort, spiritual things can happen much easier inside the circle. And inside the circle can vary. And there's no, covens don't do things all the same. And before they even start, actually, they're, whatever the rituals that they're going to do, they take a broom and the head, there's either the head wick, the head witch, is or someone that they appoint will go through and clean, almost like holy water. But there they'll take a broom and they'll sweep out, and they'll sweep out all the negative energy and all the things they don't want there. And then they go through. They have different things. They could range from anything. If you want to know some of their rituals, they dance nude under the moon sometimes.
Dance nude under the moon.
Just, you know, they conjure up, you know, different kinds of, try to conjure up magic. Some of their rituals include, you know, sexual whipping and harm and get into the S&M world.
Whoa, hold on. I thought this was a peaceful, you know, religion.
But they do it for pleasure. Okay. See, they're not doing the harm anybody. No one's there to say, oh, gosh, I'm here to be harmed. If I was a Satanist, Dolinsky, I don't know what he falls under in California, how he branded the person who was, he murdered the attorney's wife. Yeah, that was just a case not too long ago. He murdered her, beat her to death with molding, this is a few weeks ago, and then he branded her with he carved out a symbol, and the media has not released what the symbol is.
Okay.
It could be a pentagram, or, you know, there's a difference. Like, you've seen the five stars, you say, well, that's Satanism.
Right.
If the star points up, it's just paganism. It's a pagan symbol, and it could be Wicca, it could be witchcraft. If it points down, it's Satanism. We'll always have the arrow pointing down.
Very briefly, what would you say to someone who has a loved one or parents who have a child in the Wicca? What would you say to them? How could they reach that person?
Yeah, the first thing to do is to probably gain an understanding of what Wicca is. Secondly, sit down in a loving way, because a lot of young people are into this because of the pressures of life, like I said before, or the things that, you know, they're in it for a reason, peer pressure or popularity. And then what I would do is kind of go through and ask them questions, you know, about what is it that you are seeking? What are you looking for in this? And do you understand what it is? And many may not know exactly what they're getting into. And you say, what should parents do? If they're Christian parents, they ought to not get angry and smack their children around, but try to draw a logical and a heartfelt conclusion and show them where error is in the face of the Bible.
Okay. Thanks, Steve Garofalo, for joining me today and talking about Wicca.
Me.
But that brings our show to an end. And I'm grateful that you came on again. Thank you.
Yeah,
that will end this episode of Giving an Answer. Be sure to join me again next time. And until then, goodbye and God bless.
Father, yeah, gotta let him know. Father.